Carolina Outdoor Show is brought to you by the Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's.
Well, good morning. Welcome to the Carolina Outdoors. This is Don Yeager in with Bill Barty. And Bill Barty, the stockings are hung by the chimney with care.
Oh, yes, they are they? Make sure.
They better be.
Up there.
Time's getting short.
I went to the store to make sure I could get an extra large stocking.
Did you? How big is it? 5.5 feet tall.
It's about
dragging
a size.
Dragging on the ground.
About a size, yes.
What's that dog doing to the toe of it?
Looks like it's Shoney's big boy shoe out there.
There you go. Bigger the better on stockings.
But that is true, Don. Tis the season, and of course, we're going to celebrate the season here on the Carolina Outdoors. Although we get to celebrate all these seasons every week here on the Carolina Outdoors, whether it be Christmas time, and we get to go to McCaddenville, North Carolina, which if you're not in the Christmas season or spirit, that part of the season will really help kick you off.
Oh, get in the car and get down there. That's the greatest.
Well, and so many times you say those words, and of course, Thanksgiving is a big travel holiday. Christmas, equally so, it seems that so many people travel, and that's when grumpiness can creep in, road rage, and hell or high water.
Who are you calling grumpy?
But you know what? Going to McCaddenville, or once you get to McCaddenville, is where you can settle in. Even the driver needs to relax a little bit and enjoy the lights.
Let me tell you the greatest way to go to McCaddenville.
Do tell.
Charter a bus.
Ooh.
Get 10 couples together or so. Call up one of the limo services, one of the bus services. Charter a bus. They got bathrooms in those things.
They do.
You can take some hors d'oeuvres and some refreshments, and I tell you what, leave the driving to, how'd that go? Leave the driving to us?
It sounds good to me.
That's
I'll go
Greyhound,
with it.
Isn't it?
Just so
Trail
I can.
Away somebody.
Just so I can enjoy the lights that they have over there.
Let me tell you, that is the deal.
Well, Dick Roberts is going to come on, and he's going to tell us the best ways to see McCaddenville and also how it all started. In preparing for him, Don, I love all this, but McCaddenville was initially known as Springs Shoals, and the land that McCaddenville is currently located on, and if you are just joining us, it's over eastern Gaston County. It's on the Gaston-Mecklenburg line on the other side of the Catawba River.
85 south.
Yep, 85 south, and boom, there you are. But Adam Springs owned the property. And one of the things when he died, or upon his request at death back in 1840, was that he be buried standing up with a musket in hand in order to protect his fishing traps in perpetuity there on the South Fork of the Catawba River.
Now that sounds like a fish story right there.
I think maybe. Here's another one, though. Here is
another
one.
Stand me up so I can shoot them poachers.
And this is the man who originally owned the land that McCaddenville is on back in the day. But it also, purely lore and legend, but that Adam Springs, he was the true biological father of Abraham Lincoln, the 16th president of the United States.
Wait a minute. Another controversy on birth certificates.
Exactly. Exactly. Listen, Nancy Hanks was Mr. Springs' housekeeper, and she abruptly moved away when it became known that she was pregnant. And although it is folklore, and this was off a history of McCaddenville, there was an uncanny resemblance to Adam Springs' son, Grattan Springs. So Grattan looks just like Abraham Lincoln back in the olden days, it seems like. Anyway, Stay tuned for more DNA evidence on another episode of the Carolina Outdoors, and that's who we are. Don Yeager there, Bill Barty here. We're the Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's, and each week we come in and break down four segments for your listening pleasure. And if you are just joining us via the airwaves of WBT Radio, heads up, you can also join us at jessebrowns.com. Head over to the podcast or subscribe wherever you may listen to your podcast. Type in Carolina Outdoors and up we'll pop. Enjoy your different topics and listening that we talk about here on the Carolina Outdoors. Don, one of those things is the outdoors, and we're going to talk to the Boy Scout executive here in Mecklenburg County. Mark Turner is going to come on the program to talk about many of the benefits of scouting.
And scouting's alive and well in Mecklenburg County. Tons and tons of active troops.
Well, and that's what we want to talk about a little bit, because scouting's been in the news continually over the past year or two or three, it seems like. And we want to find out what this national news, stuff like girls being in scouts and stuff like, which is, has been ongoing, or things like the Girl Scouts suing the Boy Scouts because of copyright infringement. All of those types of things are in the news, but we're going to find out what that means to Mecklenburg and find out the health of the Mecklenburg Council.
You know, sometimes the less national news I read, the happier I am.
There is something to that.
Keep it local. Keep it live. Keep it local.
You sound like you are on WBT radio.
Darn right.
Where we start with local, and you can't get any more local than the Carolina Outdoors.
There you go.
Don, I know you and D.C. Lucchese talked about this, but holiday traditions. I know one of your holiday traditions is a little bit of hunting. Any reports from the scouting or from the hunting, whether it be in the Carolinas or your home state of Missouri?
You know exactly where that's leading, because Don's put in for a little extra vacation this year and heading back to Missouri the day after Christmas, trying to seal the deal on Mr. Big.
Well, listen, I want you to be careful out there, because earlier this week, lucky for you, it was not in Missouri. It was in Montana. There was a 27-year-old man from Helena, Montana, that reported to the Clark County, Lewis and Clark County Sheriff that he was fired upon.
Yeah, another Bigfoot sighting.
Yes. The shooter told the victim, and the victim's telling of the story, quote, "I thought you were Bigfoot," unquote. "I don't target practice, but if I see something that looks like Bigfoot, I shoot at it."
Well, as they say in NASCAR, you can't fix stupid.
I guess not.
Man, I tell you what, that is a little frightening, isn't it?
Well, so the man exited, the man who fired the weapon, thinking the other man was Bigfoot, has disappeared. They're looking for a black F-150.
About 3 million of those in existence. But,
yes, sir.
Let me tell you what. Somebody find that guy and lock him up, because he ain't right. Now, the good news is he don't practice and he ain't a good shot. But other than that, there ain't no good news in that.
That's right. But if you're a Bigfoot, you probably need to be alarmed as well, because this man, if you look like a Bigfoot, he's going to shoot. Because of this being in the news, last year a study found that despite sightings reported across the country each year, only 16% of Americans believe Bigfoot is real. This is a McClatchy report. Compare that with 50% of Americans, or those surveyed, who believe in ghosts, and 35% who believe ancient aliens visited the planet Earth.
But wait, they have sighted the Tasmanian tiger, and it is still in existence.
Oh, so see there, you have that. So maybe that percentage has bumped up, but only 16% of Americans believe in Bigfoot.
Huh.
Who would have thought? Anyway.
100% believe in Santa Claus, so what the heck?
I'm exactly with that.
I'm sticking with that one.
Listen, speaking of Santa Claus, we need to talk a little bit later on in the Carolina Outdoors, an upcoming segment about the potential for a white Christmas here in the Charlotte area, or in the Carolinas.
It's always a white Christmas if you go far enough north.
Well, there's a polar vortex reporting, which is, you know, North Pole weather, but how does it affect us here in the southeastern part of the U.S.?
Let me guess, it'll snow in the mountains and not in Charlotte.
Maybe something like that. But anyway, we're going to hone in on that just a little bit and talk, believe it or not, here on the Carolina Outdoors about weather.
And everybody talks about it.
Nobody does anything about
there
it.
There you go.
Hey, that's the way it works. Listen, you can listen to us via the airwaves on News Talk 1110 WBT from 5 a.m. to 6, or you can sleep in a little bit and listen to us via the podcast. Head over to jessebrowns.com to click on it. Up wheel pop. The Carolina Outdoors, the outdoor guys from Jesse Brown's. We're going to take a quick break. He's Don Yeager. I'm Bill Barty. We'll be back with more after these messages.